But the only went just like the other road diggers. It's they've all the kids down there, they go to none and some of them out, you see, get out, don't even have a school at all anymore. Mm-hmm. It seems so strange to think about what's happened to this community in the last 60 years. Mm-hmm. And how it passed on, you know, changes, the people, and the schools, and this highway coming through here. The old timer could step back here now, it would be unbelievable what their thoughts would be of this here super highway and going up and down this valley here. They just couldn't imagine it because it destroyed places, old residents, where these people had spent their years at. You can't even see a sign. There's people come back here now that was raised here back in years ago, and they can't even find their way around. They don't know how to get in and get out or go to the locations. They're looking around for where their parents live, their grandparents live. And this highway just changed it all up. And more or less, it's like we are here now. We're just me and my wife here. And there's three families up this valley here. In the next 2 miles, there's just three families in there. And then you go this way 2 miles, and there's only one family up this way. Mm-hmm. When there used to be, I guess there's 25, 30 families in this area. And, and that's what you come down to. But looking ahead and looking into the future, I believe within a few years that the people will come back settling this year up and down this valley. And here, if they get to where they can buy this land from the people. You see, you can't buy no land in here. Don't look like it. The people want to keep it, but the ones that got it won't sell it. Mm-hmm. There's several that wants to buy an acre, 2 acres, 3 acres, something like that, to build a house and settle on. Mm-hmm. But you can't get nobody, the ones that's got it. They don't want to turn to lose. And so I'm one of them. I could sell all some if I do it, but what I've got, I've had a hard road in getting it together. I had this old home place, and then I bought 50 some odd acres back out to an additional and headed to it. We have 226 acres here of land in here, and then our son owns about between 265 and 270. See, we've got right at 500 acres of land that's just about equally divided on this interstate highway. Mm-hmm. From here, well, it's practically 2 miles of it from where you leave my land here to the end of it, up and down this valley in here of the interstate. And there's just two little gaps, little spots in it, and that 2 miles, but what we don't own it on both sides of this I-40. But it's just rugged ground, land, it's all right for people to build homes on and settle. We have some of the finest springs in here there are in the state. Mm-hmm. They're fine water and all. And we have a gentleman come out of Nashville, went in this holler up here, 2 miles up here, and built a $40,000 home up there in the hills. And he works in Nashville, drives back and forth down these hills to Nashville. That's very strange to think about. A man wouldn't get that poor back. But hey, that's people. I didn't think he'd build. He bought the old holler place. Come by down here one day and said, "Well, Mr. he says, I'm thinking about building up here and moving down, will you?" I said, "Okay, come ahead. Be glad to have you." But I didn't have any idea that he'd do that, but he did. They went ahead and sold down to Nashville. They had a nice home up there. And they built, what is it, showering?
Yeah.
And people now, a lot of people have a desire to get out in the country and rural area, have a rural area. Well, you want to close your window?
Yeah, I'll never know.
What's
the work that your parents did?
Both are farming work. That was their. My father was a livestock dealer, trader. He traded and trafficked in stock and was considered one of the best judges there was in this country of stock. Cattle, hogs, and horses, and mules, and things like that. And then when he settled here,